Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. So what kind of festivals do you enjoy going to? And what is your favorite part of a festival? The food? That's what I thought. Well, have you ever thought about going to a rice festival? Today's lesson is called The Sisters Rice Festival. Sounds like a very fun and exciting festival, right? Well, here are a few questions I would like you to think about. First, what do the women gather before the festival? And what does the festival feature? Friends, I know you have your magazines, but make sure they're open to today's lesson because it's time for us to talk about the Sisters Rice Festival. So follow me.
The Sisters Rice Festival, a traditional celebration of love. Tomorrow, China's Miao ethnic group celebrates an ancient tradition, the Sisters Rice Festival, which brings men and women together through food, gifts, and music. In the days preceding the festival, young women gather leaves and wildflowers, which they use to dye glutinous rice with bright colors. This brightly colored rice, known as sister rice, gives the festival its name. During the festival, the young women dress in beautiful traditional costumes with large amounts of silver jewelry.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 ethnic 这个形容词。 Ethnic 是指民族的、种族的或者是某个文化群体的。例如 ，Which ethnic group do you belong to？ 你属于哪个族群的呢？或者是 The ethnic tensions in this area are quite intense。 这个区域种族之间的紧张情势非常紧绷。Ethnic 也指具有民族风味的。例如 ，The restaurant serves a wide variety of ethnic food。 这家餐厅提供多种具有民族风味的餐点。继续我们看的是 precede 这个动词 ，P-R-E 这个字首有之前的意思，所以 precede 是指在什么什么之前。例如 ，Jackson preceded Parsons as the CEO of the company. Jackson 在 Parsons 之前担任公司的执行长，或者是 Our teacher told us to do the exercises which precede the next chapter. 老师叫我们做下个章节之前的练习题，或者是 The actress got sick just a few days preceding the film festival, so she couldn't attend. 这位女演员在电影节前几天生病了，所以没有办法出席。Good.
Wait, Rebecca?
Yes.
I smell something.
I know what you smell.
No, I smell.
Here, you smell. My flowers! Mmm, they smell so good.
No.
Is that what you were going to say?
No, that's not what I smell.
What do you smell?
Love. Love is in the air, not your flowers. Those are fake flowers. Rebecca, love is in the air. With
really?
The Sisters Rice Festival.
Well, you know something, Gabe?
Mm-hmm.
Our lesson does say a traditional celebration of love. I didn't know that you could smell love. Let me see if I can smell it. Your nose must smell things better than mine.
Yeah, well, love is in the air. And I hope at least it smells good over there, Rebecca.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, well, friends, let's move on from smells now to our lesson, the Sisters Rice Festival. Of course, this is a festival that kind of celebrates love, as we're going to find out more about later. But here, why are you holding flowers anyway?
Oh, Gabe, I was wondering when you were going to ask about my beautiful flowers. You see, in our lesson, we're going to learn about these women and how they gather wild flowers. You know, the wild flowers are used to dye the rice. And so I was trying to be like one of the women.
Okay, so you're going to use those flowers to dye the rice.
Well, Not really. Unfortunately, these are fake flowers, but I thought I could pretend that I gathered these flowers.
Oh, nice. Well, mm-hmm. You have gathered them. They look nice in your arms there.
Thank you.
We read here a traditional celebration of love. Okay, so love is in the air. This is a festival that celebrates men and women coming together. So let's get started reading about this Miao tribe. Tomorrow, China's Miao ethnic group celebrates an ancient tradition, the Sisters Rice Festival, which brings men and women together through food, gifts, and music. And Rebecca, I don't know about you, but I would love to be sitting there at this table.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that food tastes like.
And
that drink.
It's a really good question. I'm not sure what the food or the drinks taste like, but I can only imagine that it's probably really quite delicious. Well, you know something, Gabe? I love that phrase that you brought up, or you mentioned in our lesson, and that is to bring something and something together, to bring men and women together. And of course, you can use this phrase in other different ways. For example, the end of the year party does a great job bringing friends and family together.
So you got your friends.
Yes, great.
You got your family.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, family. You bring in friends and family together.
That's totally Gabe for you.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, that's what I like to do. I like to bring different groups of people together as well. So, you know, I have this circle of friends over here, the circle of friends over here. They don't know each other yet, but I love having events that bring my friends together.
Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things do you like to bring together? Do you like to bring different groups of friends together as well?
That's a great question for you to think about. Well, this festival brings men and women together through food, gifts, and music. In the days preceding the festival, young women gather leaves and wild flowers, which they use to dye glutinous rice with bright colors. That is why I have these beautiful flowers. So, of course, the days before the festival, these women will be out in the fields picking wild flowers.
Yeah, well, they're using the flowers to dye the rice. I think flowers are great by themselves, you know, just as a gift to give to somebody. I mean, these flowers look wonderful, but they're using the flowers to dye the rice. So flowers, I guess, have many purposes. You can use it to dye clothes. Now, friends, whether you like flowers just because they smell good or because you're going to dye rice, you can see how people use flowers at the Sisters Rice Festival. And Rebecca, it sounds like and it looks like you would love to visit Guizhou just for that reason.
That's right. Just for that reason, to go gather some flowers and dye glutinous rice with brightly colored colors. Well, we learned something else interesting about this colored rice. This brightly colored rice, known as sister rice, gives the festival its name.
Okay, that's a good phrase. It gives it its name. Maybe there's something about something that looks like something else. So they have the name for it. For example, Table Mountain in South Africa. Well, it looks like a table, so that's why they gave it the name Table Mountain. That look gave it its name.
Well, we have more that we'd like to talk about, but right now it's time to learn something new in the InfoCloud with Ken and Carolyn.
Hello, friends. If you've seen the Hunger Games movies or read the books, you might remember the classic line, "May the odds be ever in your favor." But how do we express those odds?
One way to do that is to say the odds are larger number to smaller number. In the Hunger Games, each of the competitors were given odds based on how likely they were to be the winner, and the odds change throughout the games.
Right. For example, the young girl, Rue, started out with very bad odds. Her odds were 60 to 1, But later, her odds were 7-1.
So she had a much better chance of winning with the odds 7-1. Now, this phrasing can be used in many situations outside of the Hunger Games. For example, Carolyn, what are the odds of winning the lottery?
Oh, not very good, Ken. Your odds are about 14,000,000 to 1. Here's another example. Ken, what are the odds you'll go to the U.S. this summer?
About 1,000,000 to 1. I'm too busy this summer to do any traveling.
Now, you may have noticed in the example Ken just gave, the odds aren't real odds that have been calculated. If someone says that the odds are 1,000,000 to 1, that means it's very unlikely that something will happen.
我们今天来看 odds这个字，首先要注意不是 odd，而是 odds后面要加s。 odds就是可能性、几率。这个字可以用来表示数学上的几率。比如说 the odds are 2-1 that Jessica will beat Tim. Jessica 赢 Tim 的几率是2:1。但 odds也可以用来表示某件事有多少可能性。比如说 the odds of me going to the U.S. are 1,000,000 to 1。 我去美国的几率是100万比1，这当然不是计算出来的，而是夸张的表达，微乎其微。另外，what are the odds 可以用来问人家某件事的几率有多高？What are the odds you'll be married this year? 你今年结婚的几率有多高？这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
These flowers are so beautiful.
Oh, hey everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I feel like one of the women in our lesson. You know, one of those women who gather the beautiful flowers and leaves. Now all I need is some beautifully embroidered clothing and lots of silver jewelry. Then I would fit right in. Well, friends, this rice festival definitely sounds very interesting, so I think that we should learn more about this festival with our next reading. Oh, this is so beautiful.
The Sisters' Rice Festival. In some places, women begin embroidering this clothing for their daughters shortly after they are born. The festival features parades, horse races, musical performances, and bullfights. But the real focus is the interaction between the young women and the young men who visit from surrounding villages and serenade the girls. In one traditional type of song, a man and woman take turns singing to each other, and the first one to make a mistake loses the game. The loser must give the winning side a gift, but the winner is expected to return a gift of comparable value.
Okay, 接下来我们看 embroider 这个动词。 E-M 这个字首有进入的意思 所以embroider 是指刺绣或者是绣花 例如 the girl is embroidering a pillowcase decorated with butterflies and flowers 这个女孩在绣一个枕头套 上面有蝴蝶跟花朵的装饰 或者是 the towels in the presidential suite are embroidered with the guests' names 这个总统套房的毛巾上绣有贵宾的名字 所以我们看的是 Serenade 这个动词 Serenade 是指为某人演奏或演唱 据它的重音是在NA这个音节 念成 Serenade 例如 The boy got all dressed up and used his violin to serenade the girl 这个男孩穿着正式为这个女孩演奏小提琴 或者是 The band walked right to our table and serenaded us with love songs 这个乐团直接走到我们的桌边为我们演奏情歌 Serenade 也可以当名词，意思是小夜曲。例如 ，The serenade swept my fatigue and stress away. 这首小夜曲让我的疲惫及压力一扫而空。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Well, at the Sisters Rice Festival, it seems like people like to get into it by dressing up. Earlier, we read that during the festival, the young women dress in beautiful traditional costumes with large amounts of silver jewelry. And there's a lady dressed up right here. I'm not sure if this is silver jewelry. It looks very white, almost like bones. You think this is silver jewelry, Rebecca?
I don't think that's necessarily silver jewelry. It might even be embroidery.
Oh?
Because, you know, our lesson does say in some places, women begin embroidering this clothing for their daughter shortly after they are born. So we're going to talk about this word shortly, you see in our lesson. And this means soon. So another way that you could use this word is, let's say that you go to the doctor's office. The doctor or the secretary of the doctor might say, please have a seat. I will be with you shortly.
Oh, good. Okay, so you don't have to say shortly after or shortly before something. You could just say, I'll be there shortly.
Right, you could.
All right, so that means soon. I'll be there shortly. Or, as I was saying, you could say shortly before or shortly after. Our lesson says they have this clothing for their daughter shortly after they're born. Or maybe shortly before. Shortly before dinner, you will have an appetizer. All right, so just before dinner. So think of another way to use this word shortly. But right now, let's move on. The festival features parades, horse races, musical performances, and bullfights. I would like to see a bullfight myself.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I really don't want to see a bullfight. That sounds a little too scary and intense for me. Oh. But you know, Gabe, the real focus of the festival is actually the interaction between the women and the young men who visit from the surrounding villages.
Yes.
And serenade the girls.
Yes. Yes, it sounds very romantic. This is great. So we've got this word serenade right here, which is a very romantic word. And usually you use music to honor or express your love for someone. I think of maybe someone who is like singing for his girlfriend or for someone he wants to impress or maybe someone he wants to become his girlfriend when he serenades her.
That's right. Well, friends, right now it's time for a challenge. It's time for the SC Challenge. Yes. Hello, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge, and today I have a very special treat for you. Yes, we have Linda, the editor of SC Magazine, with us today. How are you doing today, Linda?
I'm doing great, Rebecca. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Are you excited about the SC Challenge?
I am.
And I'm sure you're very excited about the lesson today, because the lesson is about this rice festival. Do you enjoy eating rice?
I do.
Great. Do you like festivals?
I love festivals. They're just so festive.
They are very festive. Well, what is your favorite part about a festival?
I think everybody just is having fun and full of joy, and there's so many activities for people of all ages usually to participate in. So just to see like kids having fun and older people having fun, everything, you know, it's like doing it all together.
That's right. Actually, I like that about festivals too. And sometimes at festivals, it seems like there's some really cool traditions.
Right.
Cultural traditions. So what traditions does your culture have that relates to romantic love?
Well, I think one of the things that we have in our culture that relates to romantic love is Valentine's Day. And I know we celebrate that in other countries around the world, but it's quite special in the United States. And also, maybe in the spring, we have a lot of festivals. I don't know if you can call a wedding a festival, but there's like a wedding period. Majority of weddings are like in May and June in the United States. So it's always pretty festive when you go like to smaller towns or even large cities to see a lot of activities going on related to that.
That's right. So back to Valentine's Day. How do you feel like Valentine's Day relates to romantic love?
Well, that's what Valentine's Day is all about, romantic love.
That's true. And, of course, Valentine's Day takes place on February 14th, and it is a pretty big deal in the United States.
It certainly is.
People get lots and lots of chocolate and flowers. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. And my question for you is, when are you going to go to your next festival? Linda, thank you for joining us as well, and we will see you next time.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Now that you're finished with today's lesson, let's review. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word. Okay, let's begin. The words are serenade, embroider, comparable, and ethnic. Great. Here's the first sentence. This pink floral dress is beautiful. This one is a little difficult, but I think you can do it. Right. This pink floral embroidered dress is beautiful. Embroider means to decorate clothing or fabric with a needle and thread. Christina, have you ever embroidered anything?
No, I haven't, but I would love to learn.
Okay, here's another sentence for you. We have lots of groups in the United States. Do you know the answer, Serena?
I sure do.
We have lots of ethnic groups in the United States. This refers to a certain race of people. For example, French, Italian, Japanese, Egyptian. These are all different ethnic groups. Okay, here's one more for you. After the waitress brings her cake, the band will... The birthday girl. Now, do you think the answer is serenade or comparable? Very good. After the waitress brings her cake, the band will serenade the birthday girl. Now, the word serenade means to sing or play a piece of music for someone, usually for someone special, right? Well, friends, our time is up. You all did a wonderful job. Make sure you come back again for our next Twin Time.
So what kinds of gifts do the women give to the men?
I guess we'll find out tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.